I am bringing my children back home to the land that I promised to their forefathers. But unlike the first time, where Pharaoh had no clue, this time around the Pharaoh of your world know that I am about to do this, and they plan to resist in every way. The devil has been after my chosen ones from the very beginning to finish them. And if you look at my word throughout history, he was always raising his people to come against them, to eliminate them. He worked to ensure that they never could keep my law so as to walk in disobedience, and it worked, hence why they went into slavery. But now, as I gather them from the four corners of the earth, I will purge them, and I will write my laws in their hearts. I will remove their hearts of stone and put in them hearts of flesh, that they may walk in my ways again. The laws that I gave Moses were not for that dispensation alone, rather they were to be observed throughout all generations. My son did not come to abolish my laws or do away with it. Rather, he came to fulfill the law and make it easy for you to walk in them. What the law of Moses lacked then was my spirit that gives life. But now my spirit will enable you to walk in my laws. Out of Zion shall my law and my word go forth to the nations. Moses stood for the law, and it will return to once again set my people apart from all other nations of the world. I am going to restore everything, even my feasts and my calendar, and everything will be observed at its proper time. Satan distorted everything to get my people off my times and seasons, so that they miss out on what I did in every season. But now I will make everything right, and you will know the true calendar, so as to observe the proper times and seasons. Not only that, but I gave the proper names of the months, not these ones you follow that are named after pagan gods. I will restore my language again, and you will learn the proper language. I will clean up all that was distorted and defiled. You will know your tribes and the clans in your tribes, every location, city, town I know, and I will reveal them all. The maps were changed to suit your captors, who changed the boundaries according to how they colonized Africa. Not only am I gathering back my people, I will make the Gentile nations return everything they took from my people. They will bring it all back. They will pay for every evil they did to my people and continue to do. I have seen it all. Nothing is hidden from me. And as much as they have kept hidden the true identity of my people, now it is being revealed for the whole world to know. It cannot be stopped, because its time has come. My law stipulated how I desired for my people to live, but all that was distorted by Babylonian systems and cultures throughout the centuries. You are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people belonging to me, and this is what you will be once again, and much more now, when I pour my spirit upon you. Now I have opened this door before you, to remove you from captivity. This is a door that no man or nation can shut. In my power and strength shall you march forth out of captivity, and anyone who will try to stop you or come after you will face my full wrath. Hear ye, O Gentile nations, your judgment is right at hand. The hour has come to restore all things as I instituted them, that as you, my people, step into the new, you will be who you are meant to be, at the right place and at the right time, in my perfect will.